Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Portugal welcomes the delegation of Samoa and thanks it for the presentation of its comprehensive national UPR report. Portugal welcomes the progresses achieved by Samoa since the last UPR, in particular the establishment of a national human rights institution, the ratification of the Convention for the Protection of All Persons from Enforced Disappearance, the adoption of the Constitutional Amendment Act requiring a 10% quota of women parliamentarians, thus enhancing the rights of women in terms of civic participation and political life. We also welcome that since the last UPR, Samoa has extended a standing invitation to the Council's special procedures. We further welcome the adoption of the Family Safety Act in 2013, providing for an extensive definition of domestic violence, and we would like to recommend the government of Samoa to put in place comprehensive measures to prevent and address this issue and ensure that women have access to immediate means of redress and protection and that perpetrators are prosecuted. We would also like to offer the following recommendations to Samoa. To further protect children against violence and child labor through the strengthening of legislation in order to safeguard their well-being and their right to education, to establish an interministerial committee responsible for the implementation of its international human rights obligations, inter alia for coordinating the drafting of the national reports to the treaty bodies, and for organizing country visits by the Council special procedures, and finally to ratify the ICSCR, the ICERD, the CAT, CRPD, as well as the second optional protocol to the ICCPR aiming at the abolition of the death penalty. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.